Welcome to the Chisa Life Pod, where we've got you covered on the latest, most hottest, need-to-know info on all your fave celebs. I'm Criselda Gigana, Chisa Life reporter, and today I'm sitting down with Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee Olivier, who has recently taken over from Zozi as Miss South Africa. She takes us into her plans as Miss SA and gives us just a little bit more on the woman behind the title.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
So it took a little bit of a detour.
Yes.
And then it arrived.
Sometimes it's a case of, you know, destiny delayed and not destiny denied. And I think I've come out of this process a lot stronger. And through Miss World, definitely in a position where I'm ready to step into the role as your Miss South Africa 2019.
And how was the journey into Miss World?
You know, Miss World is definitely the holistic approach, not only to being human, the holistic approach to beauty and what it means to be beautiful. And I think the most important takeaway, or two that is, was one, getting to a place where we got to solidify our presence within this and say that there is no such thing as a definition of what it means to be beautiful. And although these markets haven't really celebrated us before, we definitely need to get to a place where we understand that we all belong. The other important takeaway was that I now had the opportunity to have this conversation with my country.
And how do you think they received conversation?
I think that it was something that was well received, not only in terms of what I represented in that space with regards to sexual abuse or the terms plus size, because if we had to be completely honest here, my presence on this platform represents so much more than that. It's hope. I got a lot of support from my country, and that is something I'm so grateful for. That's why I feel at ease stepping into this, because they now know who I am.
A big part of Miss World was the beauty with purpose.
Yes.
And before it said, having been a survivor,
yes,
of sexual abuse, that mm-hmm. this is what you're about. And you've said that you want to restore dignity to the victims.
Yes.
Take me through how exactly you planned on doing that.
I think in the broader sense, there's various different approaches that we have. We have remedial action, which I'm now involved in, and then we have the proactive approach to try and basically alleviate any such cases in the future. Now, what I've taken is the remedial approach, and the reason for this is I need to get people who have survived this to understand that it is not their fault. A large part of the healing process is hindered by the shame. It starts by speaking up. So I know that in speaking up, not only for myself, I took that step for millions that have went through and experienced what I have, both men and women alike. So my first step with regards to this was to create this hashtag, It's Not Your Fault campaign.
But yes. How did you get to a point where you said it and you meant it, that it's not my fault?
Healing is something that is continual. There was days I had to recommit to my story, even post speaking about it on the platform, even post releasing my Beauty with a Purpose project, because we're human.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. You know, it's there's no medicine and then it goes away. It doesn't. It's a continual process, one that you have to recommit to. And the reason why I recommit to it all the time is that I'm very much aware that this is not about me. This is about the people that I represent. This is about being a voice for those who don't have a voice as yet. And this is about me living up to the meaning of my name, which was something that was so important for me from the time I was growing up. You know, Sasha, defender of mankind. That's what wakes me up in the morning.
We've gone through a time where we've tried to, you know, stand up and be activists, but it's been a lot more on the woman than it has been on the men. And how are you incorporating that? Because as we protect the girl child, we can't ignore the boy child.
Now, you know what? It's about recognizing and speaking up like this about the fact that this is not solely a woman's issue. This is a societal issue.
Yeah.
It's about speaking about the role that media and language play within this. because we always speak about women who have been raped. We don't speak about men who rape. We're very perpetrator-centric in our approach, and not only in terms of the media, but also in terms of the justice system. We have people who have survived this, who have to prove beyond reasonable doubt, and all the onus is on them to prove that all of this happened.
Mm.
And I think it's very much instrumental that we're in this space and we speak about it from the other side.
Now you have an entourage, now you have celebrity status. How does that feel? How does it that when you walk now, you're not just that girl next door now?
You know, I don't like to think I've arrived as yet. I don't think everyone ever does. I think we're in this continual state of becoming.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the recognition here. It's about the responsibility that we have to serve. I don't like to think that I have an entourage. I think I have a team of people who believe in me and what I stand for.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
How many times have you been asked for a selfie so far?
You know, I have been asked quite a few times, but, you know, I enjoy that, you know, but it's not really the selfie that I enjoy. I enjoy having the conversation prior.
True.
To the selfie, you know, getting to know different people.
I have gotten to know that you're quite a fun person. So
I would like to think that I am.
When you think pizza, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
Happiness.
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 Pizza is happiness.
Heaven. Heaven. And that's what I think about when I think of pizza. I love pizza.
And
you know, that's my favorite food, yeah.
Favorite zoo animal. What is it and why?
Favorite zoo animal. Ooh. In terms of animals, definitely not zoo animal. I'd say my spirit animal would be a dolphin.
Why?
A dolphin. Because they're strong yet graceful. And I know I have a phobia of fish, but still. I love dolphins. I love dolphins.
You love something you have a phobia of?
You know, I'm still scared.
They're also very clever.
You know, and they're also very smart. Like, I'm scared of the ocean. Maybe I'm scared of the ocean. So I'm scared of that space, but dolphins are.
Dolphins are the
amazing. Yes.
A dolphin girl.
Yes, I'm a dolphin girl.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. And good to see you again.